No, no, I think we need it. I think Yasti uses it though. Oh, here we are. Okay, fine. I get the law. Taravana. We left off on the Yud Beis Amud Beis. We left off with the final reason of Rava, the reason why we made you exere and say not to eat chametz in the fifth hour. Says Rabbi Yehuda, is exere because of a cloudy day. So Gemara says, so what about in the fourth hour? Also, we should be also because of exere, a cloudy day. Says the Gemara, no. 4 hours is man studo lechodi. Everyone eats at that time. So because of that Gemara, because of that statement, we're now going to have a little bit of a gadita, not too much, about 10 lines of a gadita.
Stomach time.
In my ideas of the English culture, our old prime minister used to have to travel from place to place, called Winston Churchill. So he used to go from America to England. Then he used to always tell people to eat at stomach time, otherwise the sun mucks up your system. So eat at stomach time, whatever the stomach time tells you. Tana Avon, sorry, Shoyna. Sorry, Shoyna, Michael Ludin. Sorry, Shoyna. The first hour of the day is Michael Ludin. Our people who eat then are people who are very ravenous. And Rashi calls these people, Rashi and Shabbos, says these are cannibals. Ludim are cannibalists, if that's the English word for it. The people that obviously are very ravenous, and they eat as soon as the beginning of the day, they're already eating. The Sheni, the Shnia on the second hour of the day is Michael Listim. Bandits, they also are ravenous people, just they've been up in the night and therefore they sleep a little bit in the day, and therefore come the second hour of the day, that's when they start eating. Shlishis is Michael Yoshe. So here Rashi explains, it doesn't mean that the Yoshim, people that didn't have to work for their living, they just inherited it all, doesn't mean they're ravenous, but since they don't have to work for it, so therefore come the third, beginning of the third day, so that's the normal time when you wake up, so that's when you eat. Rashi Inkin, other people have to work, so they go to work first and then they only eat afterwards. Revius is Michael Polim. The fourth hour of the day is when workers generally eat. Chamishis is Michael Tamidei Chachamim. That's when Tamidei Chachamim eat. And Shishis is Michael Kol Adam. And the sixth hour of the day is when everyone else eats. The Gemara of Amar Papa Revius Mansud Lachori. We just learned Revius Papa said the fourth hour of the day is the time when most people eat. Ela Epoch. So we'll change it. Revius is Michael Kol Adam. The fourth hour of the day is when people most people eat. Chamishis is when people who are in the middle of their work, they eat, Michael Poelim. And then Shishis is Michael Tamidei Chachamim. The sixth is when Tamidei Chachamim eat. It means they go straight to learn and they only eat properly lunchtime. So those are the 6 hours of the day based on when people eat. Mikam ve'ilach. Now this is Allah Lamaisa. Mikam ve'ilach. If one delays eating after the sixth hour, Kazoyek Ibn Chemist. It's like throwing a stone into a flask. You can imagine if a flask got water and you throw a stone in it, so the water level rises. It's not that there's more water in it. It hasn't done anything. All it's done is just like a stone there. So therefore, somebody eats and he puts food in his stomach. It's not doing anything good in his body. I don't know, you have to speak to the biologist to work this all out. But that's halacha l'maaseh. One has to eat in the first 6 hours of the day. Otherwise, it's not... It's like Zayik Ibn Achimus. Not even on Shabbos. Sometimes the davening takes a long time, or the frat and yom tov. Davening can take a long time. And if you only eat later, then it's like Zayik Ibn Achimus. Therefore, you should eat before Chatzis. Om Abai Eloi Omar. Right. That what we said, that it's like Zerik Evan Mechemes, that's only if you didn't eat anything in the morning. If you ate something in the morning, less lon bo. Then it doesn't matter. So as long as you had a good little thing in the morning, then you can have a long davening afterwards. So then maybe a cup of coffee might help for that. Or a cup of water definitely doesn't. That's what Shohan says.
You can't eat,
but
you can drink.
Right, so there's an inn where the cup of coffee would help. A cup of water doesn't.
Are you talking about
eating
for davening?
No, I'm not talking about davening. The thing is, practically, where it's negea is on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, where davening can take a long time. You only, or Rosh Hashanah or Frat, davening can take a long time. You only eat much later on. So it's like Zerich Evan Nechemes. Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Hilchos Shabbos. That's where it's practically negia. Most people eat beforehand.
So according to the Torah, the model of eating is twice a day, once before sleep.
Now we know there's something called Shabbos, it's still the Shlishis. Means a special thing on Shabbos.
That's counting the night before.
No, that's the special thing on Shabbos. Yeah, it's still the Shlishis. It means during the rest of the year. You only have the rest of the week, you only have 2 meals. On Shabbos, you have to have a special extra meal. So you have Friday night, and you have 2 in the Shabbos, then you have Lava Malka. You have an extra meal, but during the rest of the time, it's always 2 meals a day. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, you have 14 meals over Sukkot. Right? That's 2 meals a day. I Shabbos, so say
that. So the Mishnah
says, this business of 3 meals a day is a modern Western thing. It's not nothing wrong, no Issa, just according to how Chazal and the Torah always talks about, it's always 2 meals a day, apart from Shabbos. But somebody wants to have it, extra meals, no Issa in it. Okay, the mice, most of us don't have 3 meals a day anyway, because you don't wash 3 times, just like cornflakes or something. So where are we up to? Rashi. Oh, let's see some Rashi. That's basically the Agadata, and we're going back to Psochim. Let's just do some Rashi quickly. Zman Suda Acholi, we did that. Ludim, listen, Rebbe, you sure you missed it? Ludim, Rashi says, in Shabbos are cannibals.
Cannibals?
Right.
Okay. Why are we learning about that?
We are getting to Zman Suda Acholi. That's what we're trying to get to.
Zman
Suda Acholi here. Well, to show what type of person you are, if you feel you need to eat at that time of day. If you're the type of person that ravenous like that, I mean, something's to work in your midst of taiva. Ludim, listim, rav tonim he. They are ravenous people. Ela shal listim, ne'urim kol alaylo. The listim were awake all night. V'yashinim shach yishor, yishinim they sleep for the first hour of the day. Then they ready to eat the second half of the day. Yoshim, the people who inherit, they didn't work. Lamishum Rav Tonos, it's nothing to do with Rav Tonos. And Lahoya Veloy Omlo Boy, since it didn't work, therefore they have no need to work, and therefore they just eat as soon as they wake up in the morning. So that's as far as we had to learn in that. Of course, we could be Ma'ayne a bit more, but I want to really focus on the Psochim part of it. So, Amar Vashi. Amar Vashi says of Vashi back to the Gemara's 5 lines down. Amar Vashi, k'machloikis be'idos, kach machloikis be'chomet. The machloikis that we had be'idos. What machloikis do we have be'idos in Bernard?
So we're
trying to say
that the person
that made the one
can make a mistake of 2 hours or
3 hours. Right. Remeas said the person can make a mistake of 2 hours, and Yehuda said the person can make a mistake of 3 hours. So too is machlekes bechomets. That means that also by chomets, the machlekes between a mayor and a Yehuda is whether a person makes so much of a mistake or less of a mistake. Same idea. Shita. Of course, what else do you want to say? I know. That's exactly what we've been learning last week. So that's exactly the machlekes. A mayor holds the person makes less of a mistake, and if you hold the person makes more and more of a mistake. Akmashalon. No, this is coming to tell us, Shinuyi Dishaninon. The answers that we gave Shinuyahu, our answers. What does the Gemara mean by this? We'll see Rashi in a minute. But out of the Rashi for the time being, the Gemara had some difficulties. You remember, you're telling me there, Mir said the person makes a mistake of 2 hours. If so, what was the question we had? If it may make a mistake of 2 hours, if so. If a man makes a mistake of 2 hours, if so, what?
By
Eidos. No, a man made a mistake by Eidos of 2 hours. So if so, by Pesach, what should be the din? We shouldn't be able to eat after fifth hour. In the fifth hour. You should not be able to eat in the fifth hour. Should not. K-N-A-T. Should not be able to eat in the fifth hour, right? Because if you make a mistake of 2 hours, so you have the sixth and fifth hour, you make a mistake, and you should not be able to eat in the fifth hour, right? That is the question we had on Rav Meir. And then what question we have on Rav Yehuda? You shouldn't be able to eat in the fourth hour either, right? That, if you're going to tell me that's Pshat in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, then what's Pshat in the Gemara by Tzachim? So we set some terutzim. What was the terutz? That when the sun's in the east, people know about it. Sun's in the west, people see the difference. 6 hours, a bit mixing up. People don't know, but in the fifth hour they do. Therefore, Meir was not concerned about the fifth hour. And Rav Yehuda was concerned about the fifth hour, even though the sun's in the east. Why was he worried about the fifth hour?
No,
that's not the answer we wanted. Why was Rav Meir concerned about the, why was Yehuda concerned about the fifth hour? You're right. That's also not the answer I wanted. You're quite right. Both answers are good, but not the answer I wanted. Why was if Bemet, a person knows the sun's in the east and sun's in the west, why in the fifth hour was he concerned about eating chametz? What was Abai's teretz? The answer of Abba? Right, of course, Aiden will know the difference, but we have to be concerned that maybe other people won't know the difference. So what about the fourth hour? No, that everyone knows the difference. Everyone knows the difference about the fourth hour, the fifth hour, not everyone knows, and therefore is more concerned. So those answers that we gave, you gave some answers about cloudy days, those answers which you gave are possible solutions if we tie up the Gemara of Sachem with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If we say it's the same shitta, then we have to say those solutions. It's possible to say that no, you made a mistake. In Sanhedrin, there's Tanaim who say they make a mistake of 2 hours or 3 hours. And in Sachim, there's Tanaim who say you make a mistake of 1 hour, 2 hours. Just say that they're not the same shittas. So, the Gemara stresses here that the machlokes here is based on the same machlokes there. The Rebbe Yehuda says the person makes more of a mistake, and the Meir says the person makes less of a mistake. It's the same shit of there, just the reason why here you don't have to be concerned about the entire 3 hours or the entire 2 hours is because of the answers that we gave. Right? Because of the answers that we gave. So that is the Gemara Baal Peh. Before we get to Rashi, Rashi is very difficult.
At this point, though, we've already learned about the conflict. So Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about wood, and they have to burn it, they have to. Ultimately, isn't there a difference that they both would hold the fifth hour is the fifth hour, but for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to burn,
right,
and you have to collect wood.
Right. If you would accept that answer, then you're saying that really it's the same machlokes. I'm just telling you, here, that means in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin told us that everyone agrees, the Rebbe Yehuda also agrees, if one said 5, one said 7, the Eidus is bottom. But here, Rebbe Yehuda said that you can't eat in the fifth hour. So it sounds again to be a machlokes. So if you say your answer, you've resolved it. If you say that, no, really, between the fifth and the seventh, you don't make a mistake. So we have to be worried about a cloudy day. So then you've answered it. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is saying in the Chlami, I want to tell you that there's no new machlokes. It's the same machlokes, and the reason why we're more machlokes by chametz is because we're worried about a cloudy day. Or we're worried about, cloudy day. Right? Yeah? Okay, so now we have to try and work out Rashi. This Rashi is very difficult. The second Rashi is very difficult. And we have to do this slowly, And that one's okay. So that one afterwards is difficult. So, but the truth is, it's all one long Rashi. And then if you saw the Bach Gimel, you see that in the middle of the Rashi, the end of the first Rashi, Kemachlekes, is a little Gimel. You see in brackets? Yossi, you see in the end of the Rashi? So that goes to the Bach. If you look at the Bach, Bach Dibre Masel Kemachlekes, Dibre Masel Mishum, Hey Dalet Aleph. Hey Dalet Aleph means Hakol Dibur Achas. It's all one long Dibur. It's all one long Rashi, which is important to know because as we read it, it has to flow. If it doesn't flow, then there's a problem, right? So the Bach is going to tell us it is one long Rashi, it does flow. The problem is it doesn't seem to flow. That's what we have to work out, how to make it flow. So that's it.
Huh?
Which Dibur Masel?
Yeah, the
Masel
is
a Machlokes. No, no. The Masel is a Machlokes.
The Dibur Masel is a Machlokes.
No, Mishum. Mishum. It's the next one. Yeah? Hakol Dibur Echad. Yeah, it's all one. Yeah? Hey, David Aleph, Hakol Dibur Achas. It's all one long Dibur. It's one long Dibur. It's all one long Rashi. So let's try and work it out. Kemachlokes, Terimea, Rebuda, Be'edos. The machlokes that we had of Remea and Yehuda by Eidus. What was the machlokes by Remea and Yehuda by Eidus? Did Yehuda toy in Chitvei that according to Yehuda a person makes more of a mistake than according to Remea? Kach machlokes b'masnisin nami b'chometz. So is the same machlokes regarding our Mishnah by Chometz. That what? Now Reb Yehuda is more worried. Mishum de Reb Yehuda toy in chitfei. Reb Yehuda is more concerned because he's more concerned about people making mistakes. Ubein Reb Yehuda, but both country men Reb Yehuda teloy machiki kulutzus. We don't give them the full margin of error. We don't forbid you from eating chametz for an entire margin of error of 3 hours or 2 hours. Kedama. Kedaman by Eidos, like we said by Eidos, Lemash Te Shois, or Lemash Te Shois. We don't give them the full 3 hours, or the full 2 hours. Why don't we do that? Mishum Shinuya Dishanino. Because of the answer which we answered. Remember, it's all one on Dibur Masel, so we have to read it out. The reason why we don't give you the full 3 hours, the full 2 hours, is based on the answer that we gave. Mishum Dishinuya Dishanino. Chometz Lakol Masel. We don't give you the full 3 hours or the full 2 hours because of the answer which we gave. The Chometz Lakol Masel. The Chometz, we have to be more concerned because everyone is, it's the gift for everyone, it's relevant for everyone. If you read this, Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. Again, we're not in Sanhedrin, we see that Rebbe Dahl, the person makes a mistake of 3 hours. Here, we're not going to say you make a mistake of 3 hours. We don't say that by Chometz. Why not? Why don't we make a mistake of 3 hours? Why don't we give you the whole mistake of 3 hours? Because people know. That what? That people know the sun's on the east. So what's that got to do with Chometz Lakol Masel? Chometz Lakol Masel is the reason why maybe more machmir by Chometz. Not reason to be more makel by Chometz. Chometz Lakol Masel was saying Eidim's reasoning. Chometz Lakol Masel means Chometz is the Lakol Masel. Meaning Chometz is more of a reason to be more machmir than by Eidim's. And Rashi, before I read this one line, Rashi says, we're not so machmir by Chometz as we are by Eidim. We don't go the full 3 hour mistake or the full margin of error of 2 hours. We don't do that. Mishum Shinoi Dushanino, because the answer which we gave, which was Chometz Lakol Masel. Chometz Lakol Masel is the reason why we should be more machmir, not the reason why we should be more maker. So how do you read this Rashi?
Full master, that means that. And that's the reason, that means there's more likely, more prone to make mistakes, and therefore we get a wider margin of error.
So it's Rashi's punkt verkehrt. Rashi the exact opposite. He says, read back again. He says, Obeina Meir, Obeina Yuda, Zeloim Machaki Kula to Usta. We don't give them the full margin of error, Kida Amon be Eidus, like we said in Eidus, Lemash De Shois, Lemash Shole Shois. We do not give them the full margin of error. In Eidus, we get them 2 or 3 hours. Here, we don't give them the full margin of error. You know why? Mishum Shinoid is Shininim, because the answer which we gave, Chomets Lekoyim Mos. I would say, you know why we don't give them the full margin of error? It's because the sun's in the east and the sun's in the west. That's what I would say. You're right, your view that the person makes a mistake of 3 hours, but not when the difference is around about Chatzos time. That's what I would have said. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, the reason why we don't give them the full margin of error is because Chometz people are more likely to make a mistake. It's so counterintuitive, there's no sense in it. We're more accurate regarding Chometz because more people are less accurate. That's what's coming out, right? We're willing to say that you are more accurate because most people are less accurate. A Sunday morning, that's definitely not something you can start the week on. It doesn't work. That's what Rashi's saying here. And the Bach should be mechazik, because the Bach says, it reads on, you have to read it, it's one long Rashi. But that is what he's saying. Rashi's saying, we're not going to be marking them, we're not going to give them so much of margin of error like we did by Sanhedrin based on the answer which we gave. So, sure, you wanted to say something?
No.
No, you didn't. So, what on earth does Rashi mean to say? So, there's a Marshal. The Marshal is at the back of the Gemara. Anyone know where you'd find the Marshal at the back of the Gemara? Another name for Marshal is Chochmas Shleima. I'll read that for those that don't have it. I'll read that out. No, it's a separate parish. It's under the marshal. But I shall read it to you. So you found it? Just you found it? I want you to find it. What are you looking at? Very good. So look for that Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yud Beis Amud Beis.
It's right next to the one. There's a little illustration of a circle.
Yud Beis Amud Beis. You see it? So you're looking for Rashi Tivamato Meshum Shinuya. Shinuya. You got it? Okay. Meshum Tachomei Tzachoyel Mosa. You got that? Nichtoi Betzidei. Nun Beis. Means Nichtoi Betzidei. Means it was written on the Gideon of the Gemara of the Marshal. Pirush. He is coming to explain this Rashi. For Imkein, since Chometz is a Imkein, Tzorach Loima, Deloi Tol Bein Dalet Lizayin. We have to say, if a person doesn't make a mistake between the 4th hour and the 7th hour, why not? Why don't you make a mistake in 4th hour?
You have a Tol in the middle.
Because it's right, the sun, the east and the west, right. Mishrom Zehei Chamon B'mizach, and Dalet is things. So really, we should give you a 3 hour room for error, but we don't. Why don't we say you've got 3 hour margin of error, like your Moshe Peretz said beforehand? Because in the 4th hour we allow you to eat. Why? Because the sun's in the east and the sun's in the west. MK, you'll have a question then. If you're going to say people know the difference between east and west, even in the 5th hour you should eat. The reason why you're not allowed to eat in the 5th hour, even though that we know that people make a difference between the east and west, because the 5th hour, since it's given over to the whole world, chametz, and they give for everyone, therefore we have to be concerned a person might not know the difference between east and west in the 5th hour. So this Rashi, you couldn't tell him, I was explaining, there's a whole chunk missing. Whole chunk missing. And so we don't give the full room for error, why not? Because the Sams and the Mizrach and the, as opposed to in the Mayav. So we don't give the whole room for error. If you're going to tell me that also in the fifth hour should be Mutter, so it is like the Gemara answers, by in Rava, then no, in the fifth hour we are still concerned people might make a mistake between Mizrach and Mayav. I, by Edus, we weren't concerned about that. Edus said clearly that if one said the fifth hour, one said the seventh hour, the Edus is not compatible. Yeah, because Edus are more Zizim. But Chameitz is Moshe Lekur, you have to be more concerned. So the whole chunk missing, but that's how the Mashal explains it. Deloitim. Now, what would be the other option? I just told you a whole Mahalachim. What would be the other option? If we have a mission in Pesachim and a mission in Sanhedrin, what other option do we have other than giving the answers we gave? Deloitim, Tanoihi. Don't say it's Machlik Tanoim. When you have the mission Sanhedrin seemingly contradicting the Mishnah here, don't say it's a machlokes tanoim. There's a machlokes tanoim. Alibe. Anyone know what the word alibe means? Alibe. What do you mean in English? Yeah. No, not exactly. No. Machlokes is tanoim alibe de meir. Machlokes tanoim alibe de meir. How to understand the meir. So machlokes is tanoim, you're right. Alibe means according to meir. Machlokes is tanoim in the understanding of meir. And how to understand the meir. And machlokes is tanoim, how to understand the Yehuda. Don't say that that's pshat. And the Gemara himself understood the meir makes a mistake of 2 hours. The Gemara says Rav Meir makes a mistake of two hours. And the Gemara himself says that Rav Meir holds make a mistake of 1 hour. The Tana of Asnisin Sova, the Tana of our Mishnah holds Sova Lo Meir Adam Toyosha Achas. Person makes a mistake of 1 hour. But Rav Yehuda and the Tana of Rav Yehuda Adam Toyosha Achas. The Tana of the Sanhedrin Sova Sova Rav Meir Adam Toyosha Achas. Don't say that. Elevadai kois machlikus oshom kahu kan. It's the same machlikus there and here. Hello, mishum the chometz akoyl mosel. Here is different because chometz akoyl mosel. So if we're going to learn another mashal, that's what it meant. Here is different meaning. Now really, we should have asked you in the fourth hour. We didn't ask you the fourth hour because the person doesn't make such a mistake. If so, why in the fifth hour did we? Because chametz akol mosel. Inami, alternatively, kikosh alecha rebuda. If you have a different question, that there we said a person makes a mistake of 3 hours, right? But we said something else as well. There it said, the abuser said that the person never makes a mistake between 5 and 7. In Sanhedrin, there were two halachas that came out from the Mishnah in Das Abuser. Number one is if one says 3 and one says 5, the Edus is acceptable, because the person makes a mistake of 3 hours. Number two, if one says 5 and one says 7, although it's within 3 hours, it's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable?
Because
the other side of the horizon, right? So we could have also a question here. Kikasha chal Rebuda. Why? The Amar Hasam Ein Tos Ein Chom Mishnah Sheva. There we said the person doesn't make a mistake between 5 and 7. Mishum Chama. V'hacha Amar Tohu. And here we said you do make such a mistake. As Lo Yitzim Etanoi. Don't make that into Machlekes Tanoim. Ela Ketamei Shom Kach Tamei Kam. The same reason he has there. The person doesn't make a mistake between the east and the west is true here as well. Ela shachometz the koyim mosul that rather we have to be more concerned by chometz because chometz is relevant for everyone. Inami mishum yemel unon all because of the cloudy day. So let's just sum up this Rashi. Rashi was saying that shine the Gemara. When if you look in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Sochim, it would seem to be two contradictions, at least two contradictions. Number one is, how do you understand Rebuda in Sanhedrin? If you learn Zadhetzid, you can accept Eidos of 2 and of 3 and 5. What's Pshat? How can you accept Eidos of 3 and 5? One says 3 and one says 5, we accept it. How can we accept it? People make mistakes of up to almost 3 hours, right? That's one contradiction here, because if so, you shouldn't be able to eat in the 4th hour. Another possible contradiction is...
Huh?
Yeah, that was according to Abai.
According to Abai,
the Edom are more makbid about time than normal people. But now, according to Rava, because Rava told us that people aren't so makbid. Even Edom aren't so makbid. Right? Rava said that Edom also make a margin of error. So we're accepting that's what Rava told us. You do. Then we had a different question. Oh, so that was one question which we possibly had on in Rebuda. The second question which we have in Rebuda is, if you look in Sanhedrin, he says that no one makes a mistake between 5 and 7. So if so, you should be able to eat in the 5th hour. Right? That's a different question. But it's also a question that no one makes a mistake in the between 5th and 7 hours. So why do we say you can't eat in the 5th hour? So the answer to that was either because chametz we have to be more concerned about, or because of Yom HaMa'unim. So those are two possible contradictions we have between the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and the Mishnah Sofim. The 3 hour, as opposed to here, we only give them a 2 hour gap, 2 hour mistake, or the difference where there we weren't willing to accept any mistake between 5 and 7, and here we are. So Rashi says, so we could have come along and said the different tariffs. You know what to do to answer this? To answer this contradiction, this is indeed a machlekes. The Tana in Pesachim understood that people make a mistake only up 2 hours. And the Tana of the Pesachim understood that people make a mistake also between 5 and 7. Masha'inke in the Tana in Sanhedrin, all the people make a mistake of 3 hours. But nobody makes a mistake between 5 and 7. It would be impossible to say that. Says our Gemara, no, that's not true. That's not the reason. Don't say that there's the machlokes tanoim in how to understand Rabbi Yehuda and how to understand Emea. No, that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is that b'met emon holds and no one makes a mistake, but between 5 and 7. I mean, Edim won't make a mistake between 5 and 7, and Edim make a mistake of 3 hours. But by chametz, since it's all around chatzos, we don't make a mistake of 3 hours. But we are concerned that, since it's Hamoin Am, it's relevant to everyone, we are concerned they'll make a mistake between 5 and 7. That's the summary of Rashi Balpeh. Should we see it inside again? Because it wasn't the easiest of Rashis. Let's go over Kemachloikas and Mishum. Kemachloikas, Jemeya Bebuda, the Eidos, the same Machloikas which Jemeya Bebuda had by Eidos, that what? Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda toy in his tveim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you make more of a mistake. Kach machlekes b'masnisin. So too is the machlekes in our Mishnah, Nami, in our Mishnah as well. The chametz regarding chametz, that what? Meshum the Rabbi Yehuda toy in his tveim, that Rabbi Yehuda people make more of a mistake. Obeiner mea, obeiner Yehuda, both akunter mea and Rabbi Yehuda. We do not give them the full margin of error. Kedam and Be'edus, that we said in the Edus. Lemash de Shoyes, Lemash Ole Shoyes. Their country of Meir should be 2 hours, their country of Yudah should be 3 hours. No, we don't give them that mistake. Why? Mishum Shinuya de Shanino. Because of the answers which we gave. Like what? The answer that we gave, so here, Mashal added in. The answer we gave is that between 4th hour and 7th hour is a very clear difference. The sun's in the east as opposed to the sun's in the west. You'll say, if so, you should also be able to eat in the 5th hour. No, the 5th hour we're more concerned because chometz is for your most. The late tamer, you shouldn't say that's not the real answer. The real answer is tanoim. The machlekes is that machlekes tanoim. Meaning, ki kasha lachomas nisin, when you had the difficulty of the mission Sanhedrin or Masnisin Da'achah, and the mission of him, Loi Teima Tanoi, don't say it's a machlokes tanoim mali between me and Reb Yehuda. It's a machlokes tanoim how to understand Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda. That what? The Tana of Mas Nisin, a Tana of our Mishnah Sava, he holds, the Reb Meir holds, Adam Toya Shachas, a person who mistakes of 1 hour. Reb Yehuda, and the Tana of the Reb Yehuda holds, Adam Toya Shtayim, a person makes a mistake of 2 hours. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. And the Tana of Sanhedrin, so the Tana of Sanhedrin holds, Reb Meir, Adam Toya Shtayim. A person make a mistake of 2 hours. Reb Yehuda Shalosh. El Vaday Koisim Achlikas Hashem Kachu Kam. It's the same Achlikas. Don't say it's two different Achlikas. It's the same Achlikas. And Shum Dacham It's a Kol Masu. The reason why here we don't give you the whole margin of error, but then we, on the other hand, we do say that if it has also, is because Chom It's a Kol Masu. That's one possible question which we could have. Why do we not give you the full margin of error, and if you don't give them the full margin of error because of the base in the sun, we shouldn't give any margin of error. Teretz is that Chomet is most okay.
If the
norm of
error is not to create additional
Mahokas,
why does Rashi have to tell us this? Why isn't it obvious
that
if we already gave answers, then those
are
the answers?
And maybe they're not the right answers. Maybe what we answered is just a kvetch. Maybe the real answer is there's a machiks tonight. Right? Inami and of Rashi, a different question you might have had. If you had a question on Reb Yehuda, the Omar Hassam in Sanhedrin, he said, "Ain toast me chomish sheva." The person doesn't make a mistake between 5 and 7, mishum chama, based on the positioning of the sun. V'hocha Omar ta'ol, and here we say they do make a difference. Loitein etanoi, you don't say it's machlokes tanoim whether people make a mistake based on the sun. Elo. Exactly the same. Just like there, people don't make a mistake. Here also people don't make a mistake. Elo. But rather, Shachomitz, the Koy Mosul, since Chomitz is relevant for everyone, we are more concerned. We're more concerned here because of Yoim HaMe'unon, because of a cloudy day. That's why we're concerned here of the difference between 5 and 7. Fine? Very good. Yeah.
Why would we want to apply to this as well?
Oh, very good. Very good. This is a question which Yossi asked and told. I heard it from Piashmur from Shua Epstein Levinson came to tell me that Yossi asked this question. Well, if we're worried about Yom HaMe'unon, then why by Eidus as well should we not be concerned about Yom HaMe'unon? Good question, Yossi. Yeah, so this question we found Rabbeinu Peretz asked. Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Bali Tosefos, he asked this question, and he says that regarding Eidus, we can't kill somebody based on the Yom HaMe'unon. Rim Toyma Gabe Eidus Nami by Eidus as well. And my Eidus and Betayla, why is Eidus Botzel? How you learn on the Kaim Eidus? And once is 5, once is 7. We should say they really say at the same time. Just it was a cloudy day, and therefore they got mixed up. Well, the Misli, we should be Toyla, Veloim and say, to roll the Yom HaMe'unon, they saw on a cloudy day. And Achein, the Levino, Ben Chomish Hasheva. Veishleima, Human the Roiv Yomim Einon Mu'unonim. This is a Raya, I've been a person that live in England. But most days are not cloudy. Loyazinon Bosom Miut. You don't go according based on a Miut day. Lahachmi to say that the Eidus is valid. The Asafik Nefosh is welcome. We've got a risk of killing a guy. So therefore, says I've been a person, since most days are not cloudy, we can't accept such Eidus. But of other we have to be concerned, since there's a Miut of days which are cloudy, if you might come to Yichamit. Therefore, they made these there. That's what Buddha says. Right? Chiddush and Tosfos have been a parrot. What would be if 50-50, some days are cloudy, some days not. It's not a majority of days are not cloudy. 50-50. Sounds from our Bina Peretz, we would accept the Eidus. If two people would come along and say, Marshall in England, if two people would come along and say, one said it happened in the 5th hour, one said 7th hour, and most days are cloudy, we would accept the Eidus. No, since on a cloudy day, since a cloudy day is not possible to know the difference between 5 and 7, so they're obviously saying the truth. I once said 5, once said 7, because it was cloudy, you couldn't see it properly. It means even though there's a myriad of days that aren't cloudy, we don't say, well, you're making a mistake. Because since Eidim, this is the general rule which we've seen again and again, Eidim saying a story, basically they're saying the truth. If the times aren't compatible, then we have to knock it out. As much as the times could be compatible, therefore we would extend the Eidus. So we would assume the day was cloudy. Machenki from Georgia, these are not cloudy, said Tosfos, Ravina Peretz, and the Georgia days are not cloudy, we can't accept such Eidus.
I don't reason to be Matir, to not kill them. Because it's a place where it's never cloudy, and the one day is cloudy, so that's the reason that we're Matir. But here, if it's mostly cloudy all the time, so the Chayyar people do know how to tell time, so that shouldn't be.
Why do they know how to turn time? Why do people know how to tell the time if it's mostly cloudy?
There's another mechanism. Okay, but we assume that on a regular day, we don't have to tell time in the cloud. That's what we're saying.
When it's cloudy, you don't see the sun. That's
right, but it could be that a place where it's always cloudy, people don't know how to tell time.
How should they know the time?
I don't know.
Nowadays, we have clocks. See, no, we're talking about the time when it was all done by sundials. If there's no sun, if it's cloudy, there's no sundials. So it's coming out of this. If we knew it was cloudy, then we would accept the clandestine.
We would?
Yeah. Because once it's 5, once it's 7, they're both talking about the same story. It wasn't possible to know about the.
It's
oh, very good. I just read the Shatir Farazimon. So it is. Because between 5 and 7, it's not possible to know. But I guess it would be possible to know between 4 and 10. So we'll say you're with us from the time of 4 to the time of 10. It's a good question, Yossi, what you're asking. Yossi asked the question, we know that the din has to be Eidus HaTiyoch HaZima. If you're going to tell me when it's a cloudy day, it's not possible to know the time, so then surely it wouldn't be possible to be mazim them either, because you can't tell you were with us. So I'm suggesting that even though it's on a cloudy day, it's not possible to know the difference between 5 and 7, but you can clearly see a difference when it's earlier in the morning and later on in the afternoon. Maybe you won't be able to see the exact positioning of the sun, but the brightness of the day. You'll be able to work out that difference. And therefore, it's still possible to imagine the bigger time you were with us from whenever it was possible to know the time to whenever it was possible to know the time. And therefore, it's Eidus HaTiyoch HaLazim. Good question you're asking.
So you have the daily routine, so, I mean, whether or not
they go
to the clocks, you have your own,
right.
Like, you know, when it's
easy for,
yeah. You have,
like, you know, certain things which you could pinpoint, now is this time, that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is here? It must be between 10 and 30 at this point. Somewhere. I don't know, Eidus
for night time?
Eidus at night time? Again, the same idea that Yossi and Shua say. There's even at night time, there's certain times which are clear. Well, the other Gemara talks about Mishmaris, the dogs barking at a particular time, and there's three things that the women are talking at a particular time, feeding their children. There are some points of the night time which is possible to generally, the Eidus wouldn't be testifying about things happening at night, because generally it's hard for Eidus to see things at night. But, yeah, in that would have to be. So where were we holding here? So Rabbeinu Peretz telling us the chiddush that if majority of the days would be cloudy, and then one would come along and say the fifth hour, one would come along the seventh hour, we would accept the Eidus. We would accept the Eidus, even though it's possible that they're contradicting. It's possible it wasn't cloudy, but doesn't matter. Why? Because the rule is if Eidus come along and say Eidus, that Eidus is good. Unless we know otherwise. So if the majority of the days are not cloudy, so we basically know otherwise. What do you say? Maybe the day was cloudy. To say days, we're not going to do that. If the majority of days are cloudy, then what they're saying sounds good.
What if they testify it was a cloudy day? When they say, what time is it? They say, I think it was around 10 o'clock, but it was a cloudy day.
Yeah, it would be good. We would accept days. If they said it was a cloudy day, and therefore we'd accept days, we'd kill the guy because of it. The same why we're saying 5 and 7. We're saying it's a cloudy day, it's hard for us to know. And therefore, I think it was 5th day, using the 7th hour, so we can accept the Eidus. So that's the first mark, that's the Gemara till here. Now, Omar of Shimi, from Omar of Shimi, we'll learn properly tomorrow. Omar of Shimi, or Simi, I don't know how you want to call him. Try and get to the Gemara. Obviously it's a long Gemara, you don't need to all of it, but as much as you can, till Loy Levaye. is two-thirds of the way down in the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's actually a very fascinating Gemara that's coming up. What about Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach? Whether you have to do Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach, Cholitz for Shabbos. There's a big mockum in this Gemara. So we'll see as we'll bump into it. We'll work it out.
Where
so two-thirds of the way down, the first words on the line are Loi Levai. Okay, so try to get there in the Gemara in Rashi. In Rashi, the taste is at the top here, the first places. Okay, it might help you to learn the Mishnah on the Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, when you learn this Gemara. It means the very first Mishnah of the second period. Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, the very first Mishnah. Very first Mishnah might help you to learn, but it's facing in our Gemara as well. It might just help you seeing it inside. Okay, and we'll meet again tomorrow, Mr. Shem.